This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Hip-hop artist Jin is the first Asian-American rapper to put out an album on a major label, Virgin Records in this case. It's out today. The new CD is called The Rest Is History. American hip-hop has borrowed from Asian pop culture for years. Now Jin's music reverses that practice. Reporter Derek John has more.
1974 was a breakout year for Asian popular culture in the United States. That year, Kung Fu was the most watched show on television. The best-selling cologne was High Karate, which claimed that guys would need martial arts training to fight off the ladies. And R&B singer Carl Douglas sparked a nationwide dance craze, with everybody was Kung Fu fighting. This was the cultural landscape that surrounded the eventual founders of hip-hop, so it's no surprise that the ensuing music had a fair amount of Far East flavor. Witness early rap pioneer DJ Grandmaster Flash, 90s supergroup, the Wu-Tang Clan, and even today's sample jockeys who still go gaga over Godzilla. 22-year-old Jin Al Young, the son of Chinese immigrants, ingested a steady diet of these sounds while growing up in multicultural Miami. He became acutely aware of hip-hop's tendency to mine other cultures, his included, for inspiration, but never had any complaints.
It wasn't like they was exploiting the Asian culture to where we should have gotten offended. They was, you know, sampling old martial arts flicks and, you know, Enter the 36 Chambers, you know, Wu-Tang, Mystery of Chess Boxing, Shaolin Swords, Duel of the Iron Sword. If that's what gave them inspiration, I think that's beautiful.
Jin, whose family moved to New York to be closer to relatives after the September 11th attacks, uses words like beautiful often when talking about hip-hop. That attitude has helped him deal with the inevitable baggage of being the first Asian American to break into the mainstream rap game.
I never have, and I don't ever intend to, exploit my heritage and my culture, but I'll be damned if I don't embrace it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because if I don't, I'll be lying to myself.
Jin says that even when he tried to be upfront about his race on the single Learn Chinese, he still caught flack from critics.
Learn Chinese? That's kind of gimmicky. And he's Chinese too? Of course I'm Chinese. If I wasn't, I wouldn't make a record called Learn Chinese. So it's a never-ending fight. And the only po-po we know is the pigs on the hook out by the window. Every time they harass me, I want to explode. We should ride the train for free. We built the railroads. I ain't your 50 Cent. I ain't your Eminem. I ain't your Jigga Man. I'm a China man.
I think Jin's been very savvy in the ways in which he's dealt with his race and ethnicity through his music.
Oliver Wong is a cultural critic from the Bay Area who has tracked Jin's rise closely.
I know he doesn't like the comparison, but I really do think that he owes a certain debt to Eminem for having blazed that trail. Because what Eminem did was, instead of trying to mask his whiteness behind other things, he just put it right out there. And what Jin did with Learn Chinese being his first single, I mean, I think that was an incredibly strategic move. And he even says it on the opening of the song is, yeah, I'm Chinese, and what?
Jin's big mouth, which makes up for his pint-sized physique, developed largely in spontaneous MC battles all over New York. It was one of these off-the-cuff rap circles that helped him get discovered one day outside the Fat Beats record store in Greenwich Village. Next stop was Freestyle Fridays, the popular head-to-head competition on Black Entertainment Television's 106 and Park, where Jin faced his toughest challenge yet. The freestyle format tends to bring out the snide side of an MC, and Jin's foes were no exception, going so far as to hurl ethnic insults. But when Jin rocked the mic, he turned the cheap stereotypes to his advantage.
But right now, it's time for Freestyle Friday battle. About to go down. Got to introduce the reigning champion, my man Hassan, going for his seventh win.
Yeah, Hassan is here. Let's do it, y'all.
Got a new challenger. What's your name?
Jin.
Yeah, I'm Chinese. Now you understand it. I'm the reason that his little sister eyes are slanted. If you make one joke about rice or karate, NYPD be in Chinatown searching for your body.
Jin's wicked wit earned him the top spot on 106 and Park for a record 7 straight weeks. But on the new album, The Rest Is History, his lyrics aren't nearly as hardcore as other Rough Rider acts like DMX. Lionel Ridenour, executive vice president of urban music at distributor Virgin Records, says Jin always lacked such thuggish pretensions.
Jin is more of a pop artist at the end of the day than, you know, trying to be a street rapper. I mean, that's not what he's doing. He's not out there. He's not 50 Cent. He didn't get shot 9 times. He's not going to be that kind of artist. He is going to be who he is, and he's going to reflect where he comes from.
Where Jin comes from is a modest house in Queens, where he still lives with his parents. And his music flows from the same source, with songs about interracial romance, gang warfare, and personal politics. The track entitled Same Cry, with its reference to Tiananmen Square, may even catch the eyes of Beijing's censors.
The day I turned 7, they were mourning and grieving. Thousands of innocent died for what they believed in. Hung with nothing but heart and a point to prove. Stood in front of tanks and refused to move. What would you do? Run or stand still? And the life's on the line and a test of man's will. Seeking change and they found it, but in death. Strangers, yet they were my blood and flesh.
While Jin often pokes fun at hip-hop's violent image, he also knows what it's like to brush up against the real thing. On a night out in Chinatown last year, a good friend and fellow MC took a bullet in the leg that some say was intended for Jin. Although his friend recovered, it was a sobering reminder of the perils of the profession. But Jin would rather focus on hip-hop's more whimsical side with songs like A Little Hungry, his nostalgic tale about an ambitious but frustrated MC who had yet to be discovered.
Before I was even in the sauce trying to get 5 mics, I made deliveries, extra duck sauce and fried rice for about 5 nights out of the week. I pulled up to people's houses and jumped out of my Jeep. It's hard work for Hank, no pain, no gain. I'm running red lights to make sure they had hot, low main. This ain't Domino's. 30 minutes or less. You should be impressed if I even show up at your address.
Well, A Little Hungry is real tongue-in-cheek, but it's a song about this, you know, me making deliveries, you know, and which is what I really used to do anyways, you know, work at my mom's restaurant delivering Chinese food. And something goes wrong while I'm making a delivery. And it's all in fun, it's all in humor, and that's what hip-hop is about.
The only thing Jin delivers these days are fresh beats and rhymes, but no one seems to be complaining. For Day to Day, I'm Derek John in New York.
Finish. I'm a bark on contenders, wanna tarnish my image. I can't promise forgiveness. See, I was never like this. My moms were never like this. And y'all was never like this. That's why y'all never like this. See, I might take your style, flip it back, make it cool. Sell a couple mil, get some stacks. Here you go, now take it back. I'm spitting lines of fire. I'm in the line of fire. Designer attire, making me a sign of desire. I just want to inspire your favorite line supplier. I run through fan signs and landmines beside the tires. Choir.